shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us are busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers when you think she's the one. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Today is October 20th, National Suspenders Day. Today, put on a pair of over-the-shoulder dungaree holders, and you'll be as stylish and sexy as Larry King. Have a strapping National Suspenders Day.
That was funny.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four already.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Justice Department today announcing it's suing Google,
charging the company with violating federal antitrust law, finding after a year-long investigation that the tech giant wrongfully wielded its digital dominance to the detriment of corporate rivals and consumers. Google has said its competitive edge comes from offering a product that billions of people choose to use each day.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. A Memphis poll worker accused of turning away voters for wearing Black Lives Matter branded clothing has been fired.
A number of Memphis area voters complained that when showing up for early voting, they were told they could not if they were wearing t-shirts and masks with the phrases Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe. And while voters are not permitted to wear clothing promoting a candidate or party, issue promotion is lawful.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
The LA Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays face off in a World Series like you've never seen before.
On a neutral field with no DH.
The crowd will be fired up.
11,000 maximum. Must practice social distancing.
The players are amped.
No spitting or high fives allowed.
With action so intense, you'll cheer until your throat is sore.
Contact your doctor immediately if you have a sore throat.
In October, there's something in the air.
Please wear a mask at all times.
The Dodgers against the Rays. World Series fever. Catch it.
If you think you've caught World Series fever, please get tested right away.
I put that in because James, one of our 23 registered baseball fans, had called, and I thought he was going to wait.
He gave you a website, and I sent it to you in your account. All you need to do, it's a website. You go to it. It will take you to the President's Rally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's Right Side Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah, RSBN, yes. Yeah. Should have thought of that. My mind is, look at that. How about that?
NAFTA, talk about Joe Biden's corruption and how you have done more in 47 months than Joe Biden could ever dare to dream to do in 47 years.
Sums it up for me. And that was live. Yeah. That was live. Later on, I want to play some Hodge Twins because they did a brilliant piece on capturing the whole 50 Cent. 50 Cent, whether you like hip-hop or not, 50 Cent is a mogul. He is a person of great influence, and he's voting for Trump. Because what I want somebody nice. I want Joe Biden. He's going to kill this country with his taxes. He is going to suck the incentive out of life, which is what Democrats are best at doing. And they do a masterful job. I've got to be very careful, though. There's one word in there I can't let on the air, so I have to be fast on the dump button. Faster than I was the other morning on that contest, that's for sure. We have a very special guest joining us in just a second. A quick reminder that Kaiser Fine Furniture has 65,000 square feet of choices and three of the best furniture-savvy people anywhere in the River Region to help you navigate that massive warehouse. Their names, Dale Thornell, Cheryl Pitts, and Stella. Stella is like Madonna. We only need to give her first name. She's that big. I mean, not in size, in terms of her
stature
at Kaiser.
Right.
Brilliantly located just beyond the 10% tax deals of Montgomery. Kaiser is 8.25%, and everything in that big warehouse is discounted up to 50%. You want to do some 0% shopping? Get a Synchrony bank account at 0% and go big. One of the things you may want to see are the new entertainment centers that accommodate today's giant screen TVs and can help hide the wires and those kinds of things that, well, they can create an unsightly appearance. And bedroom suites, living room, you're not going to have more choices. Everything is in style. What matters there is what you want, and they'll find it. And those three women are there to help. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Shop Wiser. Buy Kaiser. Find furniture. ShopKaiser.com. All right. Up next.
Jay Quellen.
You are correct, sir. And I believe we should have a baby update today.
Yes.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What you say? shut up.
She's big.
Big. She's today, getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Today we are the size of a large pumpkin.
A large pumpkin.
Just in time for Halloween.
Wow.
Just in time to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
a week
from today?
A week from today. Yeah. Had my last doctor's appointment today.
Oh, wow.
Scheduled C-section next Tuesday morning at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen. So keep me in your prayers, 8:30.
We will. And
so you'll get a picture about 9 a.m.
Okay.
I am proud of the many things this show has accomplished over the years. We got the best prayer warriors in our audience.
Yes.
We really
well,
do.
Well, please, Mommy could use some prayers for some nerves. Lola's wonderful. She's got 10 fingers, 10 toes. She's healthy. She's perfect. She's measuring right where she's supposed to. I am a ball of nerves. So, yeah.
But what you really are is excited. You're going to have, like, the American family. Got a handsome young son. And now you're going to have a beautiful daughter. You're married
just
to
in time for my Trump pajamas to arrive this weekend. That I
Trump pajamas. I didn't know they existed.
Yeah, I special ordered small Trump pajamas for Lola and Steven for election night. So, yep.
That is
rock
so
and roll,
cool.
Ladies and gentlemen. I have an update, though. My parents went and voted early in Florida, so I have firsthand info.
Please.
So the weather down in South Florida has been insane the last couple days, like torrential downpours off and on, you know, normal Florida weather. And so the lines have been extremely long. There is a very high voter turnout rate. I asked my parents, well, what are you gathering from that? You know, like, do you think it's people, basically, or you think it's Biden or Trump supporters? And my mom went this afternoon and she said that it was busy. Every voting, like, little kiosk was full.
Mm-hmm.
There was a line when she was getting ready to leave. She got the impression that it was a lot of Trump supporters.
Interesting.
I asked her how she had that feeling, you know, because, like, were people wearing hats or people wearing shirts? And obviously not the poll workers, but... And she was like, no, I just got the sense that people were voting to vote early because they wanted their vote to count, not necessarily, you know... any other reason. And my mom said that she had actually had a mail-in ballot, but they had decided to vote in person. So she brought the mail-in ballot, which you're authorized to do, and she watched them void it and destroy it in front of her. And she even told the poll worker, like, no, like, you're going to do that in front of me. So she watched him, like, void it out and do everything they're supposed to do, and then she cast her ballot.
You know, the election supervisor's office in Broward County, I'm assuming that's where your mom and dad are, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're in Broward.
That has been a clown show. When I last worked, when I was doing news down there in the early 2000s, Do you remember, I used to do this on the air, Broward County Election Supervisor Miriam Oliphant.
Yes.
My boss let me play that. I was surprised. What a joke. I mean,
she's
tons of money for a fancy office and expensive furniture, ripping off the taxpayers. And then
they've had issues forever.
But the voters keep, it's like that idiot sheriff who botched the Parkland situation. So
Israel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he back? Did they, is he?
Yeah, he's running for re-election.
Oh my God.
For sheriff of
Broward cannot believe after that Parkland fiasco that he would even show his face in public, much less in
the
office.
Well, and that's like my parents' community, you know, they're right there in the Coconut Creek, Parkland area.
Coconut Creek.
Yeah.
I'm weekending in Coconut Creek.
Yeah, so I know. Every time I say I'm going to Coconut Creek, I feel like I'm like a Golden Girl, you know, like on the lanai, my Florida room.
I did the grand opening of an apartment complex in Coconut Creek that was modeled after Key West, the architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's called Key West something. I'm not sure. I can't remember the name, but this is when they were still building out to the west down there before they hit the Everglades.
Absolutely. Now it's like, it's so built up everywhere down there that it's just like insane to me. I remember when my parents first moved to Coconut Creek, they were one of very few neighborhoods that were actually out there. I mean, it was like livable and there was, you know, like everybody has a public, but it wasn't nearly like it is now.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, there's that you cannot go any further west in Florida. You are literally in the Everglades. And then people get salty when you have, like, pythons in your pool. And it's like, well, what did you expect? Like, you literally live in the Everglades.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, finding a gator after a hurricane in your pool is nothing new for us. Like, it's fine.
No,
it's a casual Tuesday.
Well, that was another gift from the environmentalists because at one time, I'm old enough to remember, gators were on the endangered species list. So you couldn't hunt them. You couldn't turn them into shoes or purses. And now they're everywhere. Navigating the canals. They can climb cyclone fences. I've seen them.
We used to
do
gator hunting in high school. I mean, we obviously would catch them and release them. I mean, you can kill them now if you tag them properly. But we used to go gator hunting in high school, and I remember they were just everywhere. I mean, they're in canals. They're in people's pools. But, I mean, I don't recommend that. I'm not recommending people go out and gator hunting with, you know, whole chickens, but it's what we did in high school. People here do other things. They go deer hunting, boar hunting, turkey hunting. We went gator hunting. Casual, right?
That's South Florida.
That's the real South Florida for you.
So it's closing, and, you know, it seems like just yesterday, I remember Dana announcing, because I've known you since you've had Steven.
Yeah.
But Dana announcing she was having twins, and they're, how old are they now?
They're 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Did you see Dana posted pictures of them dressed up as Piglet and Winnie the Pooh, and her dog is Eeyore?
Oh, no.
I'll show you.
We're talking
adorable
at a Rich Thomas level here.
Like, and here's the thing. Like, I will not ruin it, but that is not their Halloween costume. That was just an impromptu, I'm bored on the weekend. Like, wait till you see their adorable Halloween costume.
Hey, did you see the story I posted on my page about Phil Collins?
Yeah, I saw it, but I wasn't able to watch it because I had to go pick up, you know, I got the little tyke in the backseat. So I had to go pick him up, and now we're going to get a surprise.
He is paying the price for forgetting his age. Phil Collins met Orianne Seavey in 1994. He was on tour in Switzerland. She was 21, he was 44. They got engaged in 1997, married in 99, had two kids, and then split up in 2006, where she received a record-setting $46.7 million settlement.
Wow.
10 years later, they announced they were back together, living with the kids, and all seemed well. Then in August, she broke up with him via text message, informing him she had apparently gone to Vegas and married a businessman 15 years her junior.
Mm. Wow.
So now she and her new husband are living in Phil's $33 million Miami beachfront mansion, and they hired four armed guards to protect them.
I feel like, but you know what? Like, I feel like if that was to happen here, like, Phil would get back into the house. I feel like there's a loophole here that I'm hearing, because, like,
The attorney for Phil Collins told the Miami Herald, Mrs. Bates, as she is now known, is trying to shake down Phil for money, and as his attorney and former federal prosecutor, I have zero tolerance for that type of behavior. I'm going to use every legal remedy to get her out of the house. Her lawyer did not respond to an email, so that's where that stands. But that
that's
the pitfall of power and money, because when you're, you know, you can find a woman 25 years younger if that's your thing, but eventually she's going to get to your age. She's going to see what she likes in somebody that's 15 years younger than she is. And Phil, you're now, you look like my grandpa, so you got to go. Bye bye.
I know, but he's like Phil Collins. I mean, it was small. I mean,
yeah, he's Phil Collins.
I'll keep my comments to myself on that one. I mean, I've seen people, well, obviously, you know, I have. I've seen people do stranger things for far less money, so I'm not surprised. But I'm interested to see what the Herald, if they'll report on what happens when both councils are able to make a comment on it.
Let's see. Wow. Phil wants to, in the Miami Herald. By the way, the Herald and the Sun Sentinel are the same thing now, right?
I think they did merge. I think that there was a merge not long ago, but I think that there's both independently still running, which is weird. Like, I think
it is.
I think that they both have their own independent, like, websites and stuff, but I think that they're owned by the same, which is,
well,
don't we have that here in Montgomery though too? Like, isn't W something something, like Channel 8 and Channel something other the same thing?
They share, yeah. That's more a product of the economics than anything else. Phil wants to end ex-wife's armed occupation of his mansion, says Madeline Marr in the Miami Herald. So,
well, I guess it's her mansion right now.
I love, the wife of the officer charged in George Floyd's death has filed for divorce.
I'm not surprised by that.
No, can't say I am either. I mean, that's an impossible situation. And how are they going to manage that? Because they can't, based on the coroner's report. I'm not an attorney. I only pretend to be one on the radio. But when the coroner says he died from a drug overdose, how are they going to charge this guy with murder? I think they went over the top.
Yeah, you think?
And then when they don't get the verdict they want, you know what's going to happen, and Minneapolis will be on fire again. So
yeah, but the election will be over, so that, you know, we'll all be sleeping snug as a bug in our rug in our bed.
Last question. The governor of Michigan admitted that she will keep her people under lockdown until Joe Biden gets in. She is doing that deliberately. She admitted it. I'll try to find the clip and play it. What a wicked, evil human she is.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised one bit.
Jacqueline, we appreciate your time as always. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law. If you want two women who are fierce advocates for their clients, who know the law, who can help with mediation, reconciliation, and what's the other one you just trained for?
Mediation. Domestic violence mediation.
Okay, yes, that's it. They can help with that as well. 819-4810 is their number for Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And they deliver babies.
Yes.
we do.
We're looking forward to it. A week away.
Thanks,
wow,
guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Jacqueline.
Thanks.
419. I got to tell you something. They've got some October specials at Jack Ingram, and hear me out here. You can get the deals, details at the dealer. On Nissan products, 2020 Nissan Murano S. I drive the Rogue. The Murano is the Rogue with a little extra room and a few amenities. I love my Rogue. The Murano is a test drove one before I bought my last Rogue at Jack Ingram. $299 a month. That's a brand new 2020 Nissan Murano S. 2020 Nissan Sentra S. You can get one of those for $229 a month for qualified customers. Check out the details at jackingramnissan.com. And an Altima 2.5 S, $249 a month. Details at jackingram.com. And you can buy your next Nissan from the comfort of your home. There's a little video available that you can watch that shows how that works. It's their concierge service. Fantastic support from the service department there and the best sales professionals on the planet. Because it's time to love what you drive, ain't it?
Yeah, baby.
Jack Ingram, Nissan.com to get started. Local news, traffic and weather.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood.
The Autauga Interfaith Care Center and the City of Prattville are working together to help those affected by that fire at the Woods Apartments. From today until November 1st, you can drop off food and toiletry items at Prattville City Hall on West Main Street or the Autauga Interfaith Care Center on West 3rd Street. The State Department of Public Health reporting the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama now tops 153,000. Close to 15,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. More than 74,000 Alabamians have recovered from the virus. The shops at East Chase and the Child Protect Advocacy Center will host Harvest Jam this weekend. The event will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 near H&M Saturday. It's free for everyone, but the beer tasting is $5. You can also participate in the Farmer's Market, the Pumpkin Patch, and enjoy live music. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, we'll check traffic at 421. Should I roll call today?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Of course.
Let's stay true to our standards. The show about nothing at 421.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update. Just a follow-up. Make sure if you're in the vicinity of East Chase Parkway at Chantilly, right near the McDonald's, they had an overturned vehicle there earlier. They've been working it. They should be about to wrap that up, but use caution there just in case. We had a minor accident northbound on Taylor Road just past the Applebee's on your right as you head towards Vaughn. That one should be cleared and out of the way as well. Around the boulevard, we've got light to moderate traffic. Our most congested areas, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, and West South Boulevard at I-65. A lot of outbound traffic this afternoon on Madison and Atlanta Highway and Norman Bridge Road. Buckle up. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Harold's Fine Jewelry specializes in custom production of the jewelry of your dreams. Harold's Fine Jewelry will help you put your heart in your gift. They're in the Hillwood Shopping Center on Zelda Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Contained. No more fun costume parties. Stuck inside in quarantine. Stuck in quarantine. Stuck in quarantine. Mom won't let you out on the street.
Stuck in quarantine. They have canceled Halloween.
Stuck at home and not allowed to trick or treat. Wash your hands. Keep everything clean.
We're all stuck in quarantine.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Got car issues? Maybe your check engine light is on, ball tires, or need an oil change? Got kids and no time? Tell us about it. That's why we choose Gray's Tire and Auto.
Their certified ASC mechanics will keep you updated with text and pictures before and after your repair. Plus, every time you spend at least $25, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year.
Gray's Tire and Auto, your AAA certified repair centers in the River Region. For quality repairs and reasonable prices, visit graystirecenter.com.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Crosby Electric is looking to hire and train electrical apprentices who want a challenging and rewarding career. Join our drug-free team at Crosby Electric. Receive competitive pay and benefits while learning the trade from competent electrical professionals. Tired of dead-end jobs? Enjoy working with your hands? Crosby Electric trains the best in the business every year. So why not you? The conversation's free. So what do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric. Electric.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our atmosphere is starting to change. Each night gets a little milder. The days have been warmer. The humidity will be going up later in the week, and showers will return to our forecast. But for tonight, we are dry and mild. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%, with a high in the middle 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and they become more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I repeat, sir, where's the goodies?
Everything is closed.
This town needs an enema.
I might need one, too.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
Gotta have something if you want to be with me.
I kill you.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
Boy.
If you want to be with me.
Greg is smart.
You on drugs?
I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that's evil.
You suck.
It's too cold for me.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Alabama?
'Cause that minus is too low to see. Yeah.
Need some wood?
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Gotcha, I'm out of here.
Hoo-ah!
Nothing leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not snuffing.
He's a tool.
Believe you me.
You sure is ugly.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
New.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
In my belly!
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
What it is, baby?
I'm gonna raise no dummy. Is that the rap?
Can I have some more vodka?
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Loan me $50.
He's becoming a big boy.
Nothing from nothing, nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Yes, right.
Everything that guy just says, boo. Thank you.
Gotta have something.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
God, now that I think about it, Oprah hasn't had much to say lately, has she? Been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Did you find that interesting? It's Obama time! I'm just saying. She doesn't seem to be out there campaigning for anything. Of course, she's a billionaire. I think she likes money. And again, she's also, hate to bring this up, because we're going to listen to the Hodge twins shortly talking about 50 Cent. May not be a fan of hip-hop or anything else, but the man has built himself an empire, and he did it in America in spite of this ongoing perception that if you're black, all roads are closed to you. Oprah, one example, him, and there's so many others. And the biggest baby on the planet has to be LeBron James, who did more damage to his business than any single athlete in my recollection could have. now that we know his allegiances are to China, he's got nothing to say about the protests in Hong Kong and the way the Chinese are terrorizing people there. He's the biggest zero of all of them, in my opinion.
Wasn't I reading somewhere about Oprah teaming up with Beto O'Rourke to get the vote out in Texas?
Yeah, well, that ought to be a big hit. Beto O'Rourke. I'm sorry, I was thinking about what's his name, Jeffrey Toobin. Oops. That is not news that I wanted to hear, but I can't tell you what it is. And I got a 9.666 from Gary on the roll call. Anybody else care enough to chime in on that? Bill Yancey with a 9.8792. There's somebody, I missed a couple of openings in the song, and normally I would take responsibility for it, but I have to blame
Joey.
Because I think the wheel on the bottom of the mouse was not moving fluently at first.
Hmm.
I'm not saying there were sticky substances in the studio earlier, but there were... May have been.
It couldn't have been you with that sticky substance, could it?
Nope. No, ma'am.
Your sticky substance is on this side of the phone, not that side.
As the great Sergeant Schultz said,
I know nothing. Nothing.
I'm on James Wood's Twitter page, and I keep encouraging you, if you want to, Twitter blows. Jack Dorsey's an ass. Holy cow, I can't even begin to quantify it, but for some reason they have yet to censor or throw James Woods off. And his stuff is absolutely beautiful. Like he retweeted a tweet from Governor Kristi Noem, who I think we need to look at as a potential 2024 candidate to succeed Trump. Because she stood up to all the crazies as the governor of South Dakota, and her state sailed through the coronavirus. They had cases there, but they didn't destroy their economy like the Democrat states have. And man, I don't know how somebody will have to explain to me why the people in Michigan are not in open revolt against that Hitler governor of theirs. She's the worst. Anyway, Kristi Noem says, Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination is a signal to every little girl and boy that the most qualified individual will get the job. Thanks for working with me on this. And James Wood says, thank you, Governor, for remembering that boys, too, can be inspired by the achievement of any honorable patriot. Judge Barrett is indeed a shining example of everything great about America. They have nothing. Nothing! Was it Maisie Hirono, that crazy bit, a woman from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Have you ever been charged or sexual assault or being overtly inappropriate? Really? Maisie, she's going to get confirmed a week from today. And in case you didn't know that, the vote is, it's Monday. No, it's a week from today. Isn't it?
The 26th.
Is it the 26th? Guess whose birthday it is? Who we got?
Soldier Boy.
All right. 4:30.
Rick, I have to disagree with you.
Yes.
Yes, I don't think, I think she'd be an excellent VP, but my choice for VP in 2024 is Ron DeSantis of Florida.
Or leading the ticket.
Exactly, because the way he handled the media, stood up to him, and opened Florida up as fast as he could, and back the, the openings of schools and everything, he's my person for 2024.
I like him. And he brings a whole swath of voters to the table, too.
He does, and he just doesn't, a couple times when they were slapping Florida and about the COVID and everything, and he just stood up and called him. He says, you're nothing but a bunch of liars. President Trump was right when you called you a bunch of fake news. You know what's so funny about Mr. Trump? He was right about, he said when he first thought his office and everything was being wiretapped, remember?
Yeah.
Everybody laughed and thought it was a major conspiracy and everything. Oh, guess what? He was right.
Yeah, he was. And he was tapped by his own, as the, eventual president, the people that were working under him. And he has got to obliterate that department and the FBI on day one.
FBI needs to go.
It's got to be either reinvented or redone, but it is a smarmy. There is no reason on God's green earth why Hunter Biden is not facing charges right now. None.
Who picked the FBI agent to replace Comey?
I don't know if that was a Trump decision or what.
It might this guy is slower than a sloth.
He's worse. He's worse than Comey. He's worse than Comey.
I think he was in the Comey crew.
Well, he was certainly an underling, and he was certainly part of the conspiracy to overthrow Trump's administration. That's all we need to know. Soldier Boy, thank you for the call. We are at 4:36. Let's see how the roads are moving.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. They have taken care of that accident, East Chase Parkway in Chantilly. Things are beginning to move smoothly through there. We have got a little congestion east, South Boulevard at Troy Highway, West Boulevard at I-65. A lot of outbound traffic now on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Same thing with Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331 out of the city. Buckle up, drive carefully. We are getting really busy out there this afternoon. Well, holiday parties are approaching rapidly. The Front Porch Grill has years of experience catering every kind of event. Book them now, the Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I was just looking at another trusted source. Story is called... Go to Don Serber. Just look him up online, S-U-R-B-E-R. And he's got the facts lined up for Trump keeping the Senate. The House, I don't know. But I would think people that live in traditionally, like the area that Jacqueline was talking about, where they elected that jerk, that horrible sheriff, he's running for office again. Who should have resigned in disgrace and taken his pension and just slunk off. Scott Israel is his name. Horrible. He's running again. This is the Democrats, man. They have balls. Anthony Weiner, believe it or not, has finally come to the conclusion that his political prospects are probably slim.
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 Non-existent.
Do we have a denial problem there, Anthony's Weiner? Come on.
Of course, there is some place that elected a dog, so, you know.
Hey, we were talking
about
David Blackman about Seattle, Boeing possibly leaving there. That's going to be a ruin. That is going to be an American ruin in no time at all. Seattle police officers quit force, slammed socialist city council and their political agenda. But those people got voted in. And this is where we have to start paying attention because there's going to be more. Defund the police. Let's socialize the police. Let's reinvent or reimagine what a police force should be. While they enjoy the armed protection as city leaders. And this stuff spreads, man. It metastasizes. Portland's going to be next. Who the hell would want to have a company in Portland, Oregon? Or for that matter, Chicago. Chicago, they built all of these amazing new buildings, including a Trump Tower. And yet, nobody's going to be staying in those places if they don't feel safe. And that mayor has been a disaster. But you watch this election. Baltimore, that Kimberly Klasick, young African-American conservative.
I hope she gets in.
She has had $7 million of money in small donors from all over the country because she's done amazing spots. And she says, we're done with the old way of doing things here. She wants to take a conservative approach to fixing Baltimore's problems. And guess what? She's about 25 points behind.
Ugh.
Because they've created a comfort zone for too many. You know, our rats are getting bigger and more numerous, although Chicago outratted the rest of the country this year in terms of number and size. Orkin came out with their annual survey. It is 4:39. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is an amazing company with a history of amazing accomplishment for people who have caught the break. We don't want to think and pray it never happens to us or anybody we love. And that's a loss of mobility and can happen in an instant. Somebody blows a red light or a stop sign. You don't even remember the accident, but you wake up in a hospital in casts mummified like me after I got hit by the car, wondering what happened. And in some cases, it takes months and months of rehab to restore choices to life. Gulf States Mobility helps accelerate that process. Step one, getting the person home to a house that can accommodate their limitations so they can do as much for themselves as they possibly can, because that's the most important tool that they work with at Gulf States, giving people a chance to take back control of their life, to not have to be dependent on rides, to go to the doctor, to go to the store, for whatever they want to do. They have come up with the voice command technology cars that they equip right there at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka that have allowed people who were told by a doctor, you'll never drive again. Never. But now they can, because Gulf States Mobility is diligently working on the next great solution for their clients. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do. I hope, they hope, that you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But nobody does it better than Gulf States Mobility.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
Take advantage of our new financing. We can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system or water heater as low as $90 a month and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new smart financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
New finance options, free estimates, affordable pricing, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our atmosphere is starting to change. Each night gets a little milder. The days have been warmer. The humidity will be going up later in the week, and showers will return to our forecast. But for tonight, we are dry and mild. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%, with a high in the middle 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and they become more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Supermarket Sweep is back on TV tonight, oh boy. And here with the preview is Menthol Meredith.
Well, Supermarket Sweep is back, and I ain't been this happy about a TV show since I was on that episode of Cops. And now, I'm going to bust my butt to try and get on Supermarket Sweep. I'm even going to make an audition tape. My ex, Radon, sprays for roaches at our local food mart, so he's got a key to the store. And tomorrow, after they close, we're going to sneak in there, and he's going to film me running around throwing high-dollar crap in my cart. I'm going to load up on expensive stuff no one ever thinks of. cartons of smokes, pregnancy tests, and home perms. I got a bit of an advantage as far as knowing how much everything cost, because back when I used to shoplift a lot, I always made sure to steal only a misdemeanor amount and never a grand theft amount. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I'm picking out an outfit for my audition tape, and I need to see if my halter top can handle my boobs being jostled around as I run.
I guess that's a consideration, isn't it? All right, we have some calls at 4:45. Sparky.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen that? You seen the video of the mayor from Chicago turned into Beetlejuice?
Yeah. That's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Well,
it's even when you look at a picture of her from like 30 years ago. There's a side by side running with. It's just sad. She's a freak.
Yeah, but she's doing a bang-up job in Chicago.
She is. I think they got the number of people shot over this last weekend below 50.
She did? Terrific.
I can't.
You know, if they do pull Biden out, she may take his place. That's just what they need.
That ain't happening. I can guarantee you that. They're not that. They may be stupid, but they're not that clueless. Sparky, thanks for the call. Here is Charlie.
Hey, Greg, I got a little story I want to tell you, man. I'll tell you right now, my top of my head's about to come off. You know, this weekend they had a football game in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, there was a lot of people who went to Tuscaloosa to either just party or as many as they could go to the game. My grandson, which is a fireman in Montgomery, him and some of his buddies used to go to Tuscaloosa. They had some plain clothes. Now, this is no joke. I just found out about this. They had some plain clothes officers or detectives or whatever walking through the crowd handing out tickets for people outside that did not have masks on.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you, you ain't gonna believe. God bless. His mom called today to see, you know, they were thinking maybe $25-$50 or something to pay the ticket off. Over $300 fine plus court cost, and he's got to go to court with the ticket in Tuscaloosa.
$300?
$300.
Wow.
And I said,
did they pass a law in Tuscaloosa mandating that fine?
I just heard that it was a mandate. I mean, you know, I don't think there's been any law passed for that. But, you know, the people were outside. And he said what happened was a group of guys come up to him and told him to stand together.
Yeah.
That group of guys called the cops. They came in and issued them the tickets. And then they would go to other people out there and make them stand until the cops came over there. Now, I'm going to tell you, Trent is he's an upright guy. His daddy is a retired fireman for the city of Montgomery. Mm. Trent's following his dad's footsteps. He's a good young man. But this damn thing, man, it just got way out of hand.
All right, and this is past Saturday night at the game.
Yes. Yes. In the city of Tuscaloosa. In the city of Tuscaloosa.
When do they have to be in court?
I don't know that. She just called us maybe 20 minutes ago and just saying that she just could not believe it because she called the courthouse and they said, well, no, you've got to come to Tuscaloosa and go before a judge with the ticket and pay the court cost.
Wow.
So somebody is getting rich in Tuscaloosa.
Well,
you know, I just
don't see how that can stand up unless a law duly passed by the local city council and signed on by the mayor. That doesn't make it a law that would stand up under constitutional scrutiny. But,
well, really?
I don't think anybody, a mayor, has the power to Let's see. Hang on. I just got a text on this. Tuscaloosa has a liberal Democratic mayor. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, yes.
So keep that in mind, you academics in Tuscaloosa. Your mayor is an a-hole.
Well, I'll tell you now, this whole thing, it's just unbelievable. I don't know, but I thought I would just want to call y'all and share it with you, get it on air. Just, and tomorrow I'm gonna call Dan and let him know, because and he can air it out tomorrow. But this is wrong. This is dead
I'm glad
wrong.
You brought it to my attention first. I've heard of it, and it's an outrage.
It is an outrage. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Could have been worse. They could have rounded him up,
Charlie,
and put him in jail. Would you be surprised? Look what that. I got to find that comment from Gretchen Whitmer. She has basically come out and said, we need to vote for Joe Biden or these lockdown orders are going to stay in place, even though the Michigan Supreme Court said, no, they're not legal. That's a tyrant. That is tyranny. That is what socialism brings. Chris.
Hey, I would suggest that somebody that had this happen to them find a very good lawyer and fight this and let that thing go to the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama, because that is, I think it's completely unconstitutional. And you don't have to stand there. If somebody tells you to stand there, I tell them to take a hike unless they showed you a badge and gave you the exact reason why they're holding you. But that is, I don't know. I think that might be against the law too. I don't see where they have the legal authority to hold you and tell you to stand there without any law being broken that they could possibly point to. But I would find, see, this is where we need to find some good constitutional lawyers here in the state of Alabama to take these cases up pro bono and drag Walt Maddox's rear end up to the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama, because this is ridiculous. That's unbelievable. And, you know, the sad part is he's probably doing that because Tuscaloosa's lost so much money because of his stupid lockdown orders that he imposed, locking down businesses and these bars. They've lost millions of dollars in revenue because of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, KIV's not much better, folks. I mean, you know, every other state around us does not have masks.
By the way, if you want a cathartic moment on the subject, I put up a montage of photos today on the Safer at Home and some of the way people are actually going into stores, the stuff they're wearing to comply. It's pretty funny.
It's really scary. So what's the next thing are they going to tell you to do? And then fine you for spitting on the ground, you know, walking your dog. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've given government so much power now. It's really disturbing.
And
government's going to take it. And guess what? We might never get it back. Because, you know, it was 2 weeks to stop the spread. Now it's 6 months later. 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd highly suggest that guy find a lawyer, and I'd go fight that in court. And I'd make a case out of it and let it hit the news and see if they're willing to even cover it. But I wouldn't pay to see a Tuscaloosa dime. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Yeah. I mean,
that's okay.
In theory, that would be great. But students generally don't have the dough for a lawyer for something like that. But I want to thank Alva for sending me the note. Mayor Walt Maddox, liberal Democrat. God, they just love power, don't they? They just absolutely love it. 4:54, we'll take another look at the road shortly. Want to mention something. Terry Adams returning to us on Thursday and Saturday night. Clearing the Air will be back with the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. And they've got deals going on Kawasaki Ninja Sport Bikes this month. By the way, he's still doing layaway. You want to get something big for the family from their incredible inventory, you can go in there, get a great deal, super low interest rates with their expanded credit standard, and they'll lay it away for you. Put a bow on it. Store it until you're ready to present it to the family for that big Christmas moment. Whether it's the Ninja 400, the Ninja 650, or the Ninja 1000SX, every twist of the throttle brings the rush of legendary performance. Gain proven power and performance. Ride with attitude and swagger. Kawasaki Ninja Sport Bikes deliver an exhilarating riding experience for any sport bike enthusiast. And they've got them in stock at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. At 4:55, I've got three calls, and I got to take these. They got to be very brief if we're going to get you on before the top of the hour, starting with Sweet Tea.
Hey, Gregory. I just wanted to say that I saw Roy Moore in an interview this past weekend, mm-hmm. and he's representing, I think, three people right now under that mask mandate. So maybe somebody can look that up, because he said he's going to be going to court real soon.
That's great. That would be a nice way to see some redemption for Mr. Moore, too, to help these kids out, because this is tyranny, man, under the guise of public health. We can't allow it.
Thanks, so maybe they should contact Roy Moore, because he's already handling the cases.
I appreciate it. Roy Moore, look up his office online and give him a call. Emery.
Hey, Mr. Boodle. Hey. How are you guys doing? Maybe RFD or just whatever, you know, citizens arrest, talking about whatever. In Tuscaloosa, exactly. It's a concerned group of citizens. They can hold you until the cops get there. Did you know that?
That's a mistake, the law.
Anyway, maybe they throw it out of the books. But anyway, you can just come up and say, I'm going to hold you till a police officer gets here, or a constable, or somebody. And it's the damn law. But it's crazy.
It is.
Anyway.
Thanks for referencing that. Yeah. Citizens arrest. When Gomer gets even with Barney and...
Boy!
Barney Fife. You know what? Barney Fife is actually what these little pricks with power become. Full of themselves. The Barney Fife sniff. I'm big. I'm important. And you're not. It's true. Biloxi Gambler, we have about a minute.
Ain't everybody glad they didn't vote for Walt Maddox? He ran for governor.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And thank God we didn't get him. But because in reality, it's just cheaper to pay the fine than it is to hire a lawyer and then still have to pay the fine. So it sucks, but there you go. Talk to you later, man.
All right. Maybe we'll get an update on the situation. That sucks, though. It really does. 4:57.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a lot of cars on the road this afternoon, but I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. A lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. The 31s are busy. Also, Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331. Our most congested areas right now, Federal Drive and West Boulevard, right around I-65. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza, Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and